The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers, please recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Today, inshallah, we will continue the topic which we discussed last week. That was four qualities of pious people. Ahle taqwa. Those who possess piety, what qualities they have. We discussed two in the earlier episode, inshallah, out of four, and we'll discuss the other two today. Be with us from Startland, immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen. My Sheikh Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Maulana Ilyas Attar Qadi, Dawat Barakatum Al-Aliya, gives us this mindset that we should make good intentions. I make this intention, inshallah, I'll present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can also make intentions that you will watch this from start to end with focus, remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. The third quality, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, of those they possess taqwa is, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ And spend in our way from the sustenance we have granted them. Now, before talking about this quality of the pious people, let's discuss what is hirs, greed, and love of wealth. These are the diseases of our heart, right? The person who wants to attain piety and who wants to attain hidayah, he wants to tread on the path of guidance. These diseases, they stop that person. Now, look, Abu Jahl, he knew Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is the final messenger of Allah, the true Nabi, beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knew he is the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but yet he did not believe in him, yet he did not recite shahada, yet he was stubborn, yet he did not accept the guidance from the book of Hidayah. He knew that Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is the messenger of Allah. Not only Abu Jahl, but Utba, Shayba, Abu Lahab, all these worst enemies of Islam, they knew Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is the true messenger of Allah, but they had hirs, greed in their hearts. And that's why they were deprived of this ni'mah of Islam, guidance. Once a delegation, which was known as delegation of Najran from Roman Empire, came to the court of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. That delegation had Abu Haritha as well as his brother Quz bin Alqama. They were non-Muslims. On their journey to Medina, the donkey of Abu Haritha slipped. On that occasion, his brother Quz bin Alqama, he spoke derogatory remarks about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. When he said that sentence, his brother said, who was Abu Haritha, he was non-believer, he said, Bal anta ta'ista, you got destroyed. By Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the same Nabi, same Prophet that we've been waiting from centuries. So when Quz bin Alqama, his brother, heard this, he said, then why don't we recite Shahada and why don't we accept Islam? Upon this question, Abu Haritha mentioned the reason of not accepting Islam. He said, the kings of Roman Empire, they give us gifts, they give us high positions, right? They put gold and silver in our feet, and those kings are not ready to accept Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam as a prophet of Allah. Now, if we recite Shahada, they will stop all those rewards they give us. And all this wealth will go away from us. That's why we cannot follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We don't accept Islam. Allahu Akbar. This was the greed in their heart, the greed of this dunya, love of this dunya, that stopped them to accept guidance, accept truth, accept haqq, accept Islam. So we learn that greed of this dunya, love of the wealth of this dunya, and love of the high positions of this world, they sometimes stop one to accept the truth, haqq, and one remains deprived of hidayah, guidance. This greed is such destruction that even a person who is following the path of hidayah, treading on the path of guidance, but yet he gets destroyed because of this disease. It is such a destructive disease. Take an example of Bal'an bin Ba'ura. He was a great scholar of his time, very pious. He was mustajabu da'wat. Whenever he would make dua, his dua was accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, love of this dunya destroyed him completely. The nation of Imaliqa, they came and they said that, pray against Sayyiduna Musa ala nabiyina wa alihi salatu wasalam. First, Bal'an bin Ba'ura, he refused. But when they insisted him and they presented mal, wealth, and due to the hirs, due to the greed of this mal and dunya, wealth, Allahu Akbar, when he Islamic brothers, he got ready to pray against the Nabi Musa ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. He got ready to do such disgraced act. And as a result, his iman was taken away from him and he got destroyed in the ditches of destruction and died. Now, what is the solution? How can we get rid of this hirs? How can we get rid of this greed in our heart? Greed for this dunya, greed for the mal of this dunya, wealth of this dunya. How can we do that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this solution. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ So the pious ones, what they do? And spend in our way from the sustenance we have granted them. That's how they spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the solution to get rid of the greed of this dunya, greed of the mal of this dunya, that a person spends in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why, many Islamic brothers, it does not bother us when we spend hundreds of pounds, thousands of pounds on ourselves? We buy clothes, we don't think twice. We buy shoes, we don't think twice. We spend on food, we don't think twice. Right? Some people, they buy designers, luxury things. Right? They don't think twice. But when it comes to giving the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, what happens to us? Why don't we become generous? Allahu Akbar, respect you, is what we give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what is not our maal. This is the maal of Allah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ And they give in the way from the sustenance we have granted them. The maal, what we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not our maal. This is granted by Allah. Now look at the mercy of Allah. He has given us this maal. We spend this maal in His path, and then He gives us reward on top of that. And He returns us many a times. He gives us back. Not only in this dunya, inshallah, when we give sadaqat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will benefit us in barzakh. It will remove the heat of the grave, inshallah. This sadaqah will become shade on the day of judgment and will save us from the heat of the day of judgment. So this is the benefit what we get when we give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not remove the disease of hirs, tamah, greed, love of this dunya and wealth, but also it will give us the benefits of this dunya, barzakh, and the hereafter too. So why should we hold back? Why should we not spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we have got so many blessings and rewards and benefits? So whenever you calculate your zakah, give it to your closed relatives who have got more haqq upon you to give. And after doing that, you should also remember your beloved Dawat Islami, who is serving Quran and Sunnah across the globe, alhamdulillah. You see, Allahu Akbar. At the moment, Dawat Islami is serving in 80 various departments, 80 different areas Dawat Islami is serving Quran and Sunnah. Alhamdulillah. Until today, Dawat Islami has constructed thousands of masajid, alhamdulillah. Dawat Islami has established Jami'atul Madinah, institutions where ulama are produced, imams are being produced, scholars are being produced, Darul Ifta Ahl Sunnah, they have been established, where you can go and seek advice. You can ask any Islamic ruling related to your day-to-day life or business, whatever. You can go and speak to ulama, scholars, muftiyani kiram, and you can take advice and get guidance. On top of that, research work, translation work, the printing of books, magazines. I don't have time to talk about Dawat Islami, but I'm just telling you, so much is going on, alhamdulillah. So you can also support your beloved Dawat Islami. When you want to remove the disease of this hirs, tama, greed, love of this dunya and wealth from your heart, and when you make mind to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't forget your beloved Dawat Islami there too. Be a partner of Dawat Islami in this good cause. And the fourth quality of people of taqwa, the pious people, which is mentioned, is wabil akhirati hum yuqinoon, and they are certain of the hereafter. Fear of accountability. This helps one to be on the straight path. And this keeps a one to get that focus that he is not deviated from the right path. When he knows that I'll be held accountable, then he is very cautious. He knows that what I have to do and what I don't have to do. But if this fear is not there in one's heart, then he does whatever he wants. Jews, they knew Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is the true believer. And they even knew Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They had the recognition of Aqa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam more than their own sons. It is mentioned in riwayat, narrations, that when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's father, Hazrat Abdullah radiyallahu anhu, he was born in Makkatul Mukarrama. At that very time, Jews who were in Syria through divine books, the knowledge through that, they had known that the father of the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been born. They had such recognition, but they did not recite shahada, they did not accept Islam. What was the reason? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَن تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. They had the audacity to do this, as they say, the fire will never touch us except for a few days. They had made their mindset, Jannah is our. No matter what we do, we will go into Jannah. No matter if we disrespect Anbiya, no matter if we deny the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever we do, we add, we subtract in the divine books, whatever we do, only few days we will go in Jahannam, in the fire of hell, but yet our Jannah is certain. So this was the belief they had, and then they had no fear of accountability in that sense. That's why this stopped them to receive Hidayah, to accept truth. Respectfully, because if you want to receive Hidayah, if you want to have this taqwa within our hearts, so what qualities do we need to adopt? So in nutshell, there are four major qualities which ulama have mentioned. The very first is Iman bil Ghaib. We need to have yaqeen, trust upon each and every saying of the Holy Quran and the saying of the Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. We need to have i'timad, trust. We need to believe whether we have seen or not. We need to believe in each and every commandment and news given by Quran and Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. And the second important quality of a believer is that he establishes prayer. He does not miss salah. And when he offers salah, he offers with khushu, with khudu, all the elements, inner and outer, they should be intact. We should learn how to pray. And after learning proper salah, then inshallah we'll offer what will happen, we'll attain piety. And third is that to remove hirs, to remove the greed of this dunya, greed of the mal of this dunya. This is not good. And how can we remove that? By giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being generous, helping others, and doing this open-heartedly. And the fourth is that we need to have this firm belief that we will be resurrected one day after death and we'll be held accountable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected viewers, when we'll have these qualities, what will be the reward? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these very people are upon guidance from their Lord, and these very people are the successful. We will have falah, we will have success, we will have guidance from our Lord Azza wa Jal. So at the end, I would like to just remind you that alhamdulillah, if you want to attain piety, and the beautiful way to do that is that you can download one app called Neek A'mal. So this has all the questions, the acts, what you can do on day-to-day basis, monthly basis, weekly basis. And any person who is just a layman, okay, he is not studied Quran and Hadith in very much detail, but he wants to practice Islam. What can he do? What actions can he do? Okay, what can make him a better Muslim? Alhamdulillah, this app has been designed in the form of questions, and you are given this knowledge that this is what you need to do. These are the things we need to follow when you will be able to act upon these beautiful acts which are mentioned in this app. Neek A'mal. That's all for today. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light.